Right, there was our music that we got, right? Pond 5 is where we got that intro music from.
I love the music. I hear the music and I have it in my head for like an hour.
It's good. It's good.
I hope other people appreciate it as much as we do.
I mean,
we took a long time deciding.
Yeah. We did.
Yeah, that was good. And then we got, for people who are watching, we got the animation of the rocket ship blasting
That's
off.
Right.
Anyways, this episode, this is the first time that we've been on since we made the move to the podcast formats.
So we are
now on any podcast place that you can think of. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, you can find Respect the Pick.
Well, most for the most part.
The big guns, right?
Yeah,
we're on all the big guns.
Any of the ones that most people have. If you're listening to podcasts, you have one of those.
Exactly.
There might be some upstart ones, but maybe with the exception of TuneIn. But that's because the site was down. I couldn't get us on there. I should try it again. Anyways, you guys know that we love the Dick Van Dyke Show. We love Mary Tyler Moore. Dick Van Dyke is almost 100, right? How old is he?
He just turned 98 like a week or so ago.
Yeah, before Christmas. I believe his birthday's maybe 2 weeks before Christmas or something like that. And they had that special. Mm-hmm. There was a Dick Van Dyke special that we're going to talk about one of these times.
98 Years of Magic, I think it was called, something like that.
98 Years of Magic.
It was on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yeah. So we love Dick Van Dyke. Everybody loves him. People remember him mostly for Mary Poppins, though. Like, anybody says, oh, I love Dick Van Dyke. He played Bert on Mary Poppins. He played the chimney sweep on Mary Poppins, blah, blah, blah. That wasn't his best work, though.
No. I mean, the dancing with penguins is magic. My face just glows whenever that scene comes on, and I'll stop doing what I'm doing. Like
an eel?
Like, yeah, maybe, like an eel. But, like and there's, you know, there's certain things you have on in the background, you know, when you're on your phone or you're playing your game or you're on your computer. But there's certain things that when they come on, all that shit goes down and you just focus on the TV. And that's what happens when the dancing penguin scene comes on. That whole sequence, for that matter, you know, right when they jump in the chalk picture, as soon as that comes on, my eyes and ears are glued to the TV and on Dick Van Dyke.
Jaden, you used to like Mary Poppins when you were little.
I did. I mean, I don't remember much about that time.
You don't remember the Mary Poppins, the movie?
I remember Mary Poppins. I remember the two old guys that shot cannons everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch out for the Hottentots!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's making the house rumble and shit.
I don't know how you can say it's not Dick Van Dyke's performance wasn't good.
I didn't.
I guess you just said it wasn't his best.
It wasn't his best. It was great, although people make fun of his English accent.
They say the accent was terrible.
But I'm not saying... Yeah, I did say that funny, that it's not his best work. I didn't mean it was his worst work. I didn't mean it wasn't bad. But he's known nowadays, he's known more for Mary Poppins than he actually is for the Dick Van Dyke Show, which is, in my opinion, the greatest television show of all time.
Yeah.
It stands the test of time better than any other show. It's, you know, even though I love Sonny, it's better than Sonny. Even though I love Seinfeld, it's better than Seinfeld. It's just really, really, it's like comfort television, you know? So I thought, what do you say? There's a lot of Dick Van Dyke Show fans out there. They're probably dwindling. There's probably not as many of them.
Right. Because there was a phase, like when we started picking it up, it was really big because they had like that big marathon on Nick at Night, you know, so you'd see a bunch of the old
TV
shows.
I don't know if it was big.
Well, I mean, it got to the point where he was on Arsenio Hall and they were talking about it.
That's true. And also, it's on a lot of the streaming, like free streaming things. Right.
It's like free on
like Fubo or
Fibo
and T-Buy and Boo-Boo. And like, right, all those free TV channels have to have the same ooh something. Pluto, Tubi, Fubo, Boobo, Woopoo, Wawa.
But, I mean, when you could watch it on TV, you know, it was on Nick at Night and then people could, that's how we found it. But
nope, that's not how I found it.
Well, that's how we like got deep into it.
Yeah,
because we started recording them.
Fox,
and then when nowadays, Like, Friends is on Nick at Night. Right. And we're that far removed from Friends as we were from the Dick Van Dyke Show when it, you know, further. When we first, that's depressing.
Further. We're further removed.
That's damn depressing.
We're further removed from Friends than we were from Dick Van Dyke when we first started watching Dick Van Dyke.
Ugh,
not me.
No, not you. But,
because Dick Van Dyke Show, you know, like, you think of how old it was because it was black and white and, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was one of the last shows. It was one of the last shows in black and white. And if they had done another season, it was going to be in color.
Yeah. That's one thing Rose Marie always said. She wanted to do one more season in color.
But Dick Van Dyke didn't want to do it. He was done. He was done.
Well, he thought the success of Mary Poppins and, you know, other movies that he's done would catapult him to the point where, you know, he's too big for TV.
Well, most of the time, actors and actresses would rather do movies because you just, you pound the work, you pound the schedule, you get it done, and you're done. TV is a lot. It's a grind. It's every week. That's what most actors say.
Well, Jason Bateman on SmartList, the podcast, he says that a lot of people like the schedule of a sitcom. It's steady work for 5 years. You're not traveling. You're
but a lot of people don't like that.
True, but a lot of actors do like it, too, because they're at home, they got a certain schedule, they're in for a couple hours, and then they're done for the day, and then they're, you know, they do their thing.
Yeah. So we're going to do, what I wanted to do was rank every single episode. It's a daunting task. Nobody ever does anything like this.
How many episodes are there?
There's 158 episodes. Now, we do a top 11. What?
That's it?
Yeah.
Really? Nobody. Only 158?
There's only five seasons. About 30 per season.
Okay.
Listen, I hate to break it to you. A lot of people do stuff like this.
They do?
Yeah.
I've seen them like on paper.
Yeah, it's not as common in video, but they do it. It's not a unique idea that we're doing.
No, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, people, it is a lot of work.
So what we did was we had the three of us and the producers, right? Executive producers.
The two wives.
Tandy and Michelle, they also really love the show, especially Michelle. She really, really loves it. So they gave us ratings, and we rated them 1 through 100. And then whatever the average was came out and it gave us the ranking 1 through 158. Now, because there's 158 and we do 11, it doesn't divide, right? It doesn't go in to 11 evenly. So the first episode is going to be the 15 worst episodes. And hopefully, you know, this hits enough of those Dick Van Dyke fan pages and Dick Van Dyke fans, and they'll let us know what they think. We always say, let us know what you think, and we never get any comments. Nobody ever lets us know what they think.
Come on, people. It's typing a few words on a keyboard. Let us know.
I just think that in the case of YouTube, a lot of times you have to have an account to comment, and a lot of people don't have accounts.
I don't understand. I mean, it's connected to Google. Everybody has a Google account.
You think so? Because I
pretty
don't.
Much you're logged in all the time.
I don't have a Google
account. I've got like 37 Google accounts.
I don't have a Google account unless it's Respect the Pick. So, all right. Anyways, you guys ready to go?
Let's do it.
Do a top 11. Did I talk too
15.
Much? Top 15. You're
well,
right.
This isn't the top 15. This is the bottom 15.
The bottom 15.
So we're ranking every episode, starting with the crappiest and moving our way down to
okay,
the best.
Because I'm looking at this and I can't read this very well. The worst episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show, episode number 158.
Yep.
Is Buddy Sorrell, Man and Boy.
Buddy gets into his adulthood with never getting bar mitzvahed. So he's sneaking around to do it without letting people know. And they think he's having an affair with his, you know, with somebody else. And it's just him sneaking
it's
around.
It's really boring. It's boring.
It's not super funny.
So listen, number 157, I'll let Phil talk about this one a little bit because he hates it. Romance Roses and Rye Bread.
Oh, my God. The stupid delivery guy with the rye bread. And he wants Sally to go to a play and he wants her to go on a date. And Laura shows up and he heckles Laura. And then they go back to Sally's and they play all this dramatic music. Blah.
So that's episode 157. It's not great. I mean, they all have a little bit of value to them. It's a Dick Van Dyke Show. There's good characters on them, right? And there's funny.
Right.
I'm going to give this one to Jaden. Mm-hmm. Number 156 is The Return of Edwin Karp.
Whoever thought a man making fish sounds was funny needs to be fired.
Is he making fish sounds?
That's what he was doing. Like,
yeah. It's a radio guy, right? Dick Van Dyke, or Rob Petrie wants to bring back the radio
I can make fish
guy.
Sounds, but no. Bloop.
In that episode, they bring back all the funny
radio hosts.
I don't know if they're real radio people of all time.
I don't think so.
They might be. They might be.
I don't know.
We should look into that. But I don't. It's just. We want to watch the show for Rob to be funny, for Buddy and Laura to
right,
be funny,
not to bring in these other
Mel
bozos.
To be funny. So okay, now we're on 155.
Yep,
the making of a councilman. I'll take it, Rob. They approach him and want no. This is the one when he decides to, and he runs against that quote unquote nerdy guy who like really knows how to. Do things, and he should be the councilman, but Rob's much more charismatic and looked like he probably was going to win, right? And then doesn't Rob like...
No, Rob won.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
So okay. Rob's a councilman?
Yeah, but they never show anything more about it as the season goes on. I mean, it's at the end of season 5, which is the last season, so they don't deal with it much. And okay. It's just as a small town.
All right, and then the next episode is 144, right, Phil?
154.
154, where have you been, Fassbinder?
Again, Sally and her men. Sally's lonely. Sally needs a fella. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Not a big fan. She gets all excited because on her birthday, she thinks she's going to hook up with like an old flame or something, but the guy just tries to sell her insurance.
I mean, that's the one thing about the Dick Van Dyke Show. It is a little bit of a sexist trope that Sally needs to be married.
Yeah, it's a very... The whole character of Sally Rogers is a very outdated trope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at the same time, though,
she is working. She's a career woman,
right? She's got a high profile job for a high profile TV show, and Rosemarie has said on interview on camera that a lot of people have approached her saying that her character inspired her to be a writer.
It's true, but she's not Mary Richards, where she's okay being single, and you know what I mean. Like,
right.
I mean, I get what you're saying too, but also she says, "Are you kidding me? I would leave this in a heartbeat if I had a man." Like, she actually says like something to that matter. So, okay, I don't know what the next episode number is.
Real quick, going back to Rosemarie in the fifth season, like. Between season 4 and season 5, her husband died. So she was very depressed making that last season.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was it's just a sad story that goes along with Dick Van Dyke Show, if you don't know.
154, is that where we are?
153.
153, the bad old days. Rob comes home from work, and Laura's got a bunch of stuff for him, right? Like a honey-do list type of situation, maybe. And Rob doesn't want to do it because he worked all day. So Rob kind of wishes for the bad old days. I mean, anybody who watches the Dick Van Dyke Show already knows they're kind of in those bad old days anyways,
right?
I mean, Laura dresses up for him and, like, walks around in, like, heels and, like, you know what I mean?
There's a time in that show, I can't remember what episode it was, but Rob puts his hands on her shoulders. I think it's the painting one. Where like Laura says, "Oh, I'm gonna get a quote from this painter, and I'm not gonna hire him." Blah, 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 blah. And then Rob steps aside, lets her do it, and she caves and ends up, you know, just completely falling for the guy's sales pitch. And at the end of that, Rob walks up to her, puts his hands on her shoulder, and says, "Now just remember who wears the pants in this family."
Yeah.
Can we?
Yeah. right. But anyways, so that episode is like, it's weird. The way they filmed it is weird. It's almost like. Looks like it's on one of those reels,
right?
Like
they put things
or whatever,
and there's times where they put things on loop, and she's like, when she's blowing out the candle or whatever, she goes,
right. Anyway, so Rob dreams that he is in the bad old days and realizes that he doesn't really like it, right? And he's like, Mrs. Petrie, my slippers, right, and stuff like that. So yeah, that's that one. So what's the next one?
152.
152 is I Do Not Choose to Run. So that's the one when Rob. At first, decides he doesn't want to be a councilman.
Enough. See, I thought the second one was better than the first one.
Well,
but that one got ranked better, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Neither of them are good.
No, they're not very entertaining.
Next one coming up, I'm going to give this one to Phil because I'm going to give Jaden the next one.
This is 151.
Remember the Alamo.
Any time that Rob and Laura's relationship is put into question, I hate the episode. And this is what they're not together very long. They went down to Mexico or something, or they're stationed in Texas or something. And Rob's friends tag along, and they're always interrupting him, and they're always hot, and it's miserable. And just the whole episode is just not fun because Rob and Laura are both so miserable throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's what kind of ruined
this
episode. There
is some comedy with Rob and the girl dancing and stuff, but other than that, you know, and the guys show up shaving, a haircut, to, you know, that's not. Okay, so where are we at now?
150.
Episode number 150, so that means this is episode 8 that we've done?
Yep, we've done 8. We're on, this is 9.
Episode 150. See, that's why I was going to do it the other way so I could keep track. Uncle George.
He's annoying.
Yeah, he is. This is the one where he likes, like, Rob's Uncle George comes into town and he's, like, into Sally. It's just weird. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they want to set him up. They think that he's setting. They think that Sally is his setup.
Right.
Right? His blind date or whatever.
No, he thinks that.
Yeah, he thinks it. Right.
They try to set him up with
Sally's
boyfriend's aunt.
Right, right.
Oh,
right.
No, Sally's boyfriend's mother.
Yeah.
Herman
yeah.
Glimpshire's mother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So where's this man you want me to meet?
Right.
It's just
right.
uncomfortable to watch.
It is.
It really is. It's awkward. It gives you almost a little Larry Dave, like a little Curb Your Enthusiasm
but,
season two of The Office feel, right?
But way less funny.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Next, The Return of Happy Spangler. This one is just a little bit better than Uncle George. I mean, as you can see on this list, it's another case of, I don't know if it's like, if Carl Reiner was like buddies with these guys or what, but he brings them on the show. And
right.
Like, it's just.
Another old guy.
The old guy comes and he's like helping. He's like Rob's mentor or whatever.
He was Rob's mentor and he gave him a big break back in the day.
And but he's when just, though?
Like, I don't remember.
The consistency of the show, the continuity of the show is not
exactly.
Great.
I mean, there's so many guys who gave Rob his break, like the jilter guy supposedly yeah. gave him a break, and then yeah. this guy gave him his break, and he feels like he owes him.
Right.
It's just not as good, you know?
Well, back then you only watched the show once, and then it was gone. Mm-hmm. It was gone into the ether, right? You couldn't watch it again. You couldn't watch it again ever, unless it was on reruns. So, yeah, it's not a great one. And then this one... Whoever wants to take this one, jump in, because I don't know it.
This is episode 148 or 11.
Viva Petri.
This is the bullfighter guy, right? Yep. Another Maria. I didn't like Maria. It's awkward watching him try to speak Spanish and listening to him trying to speak Spanish.
Listen to Rob, you mean?
Yeah.
I think Rob, it's funny sometimes, the lost in translation between Rob and Maria, but I don't think Viva, the guy on Viva Petri is very...
That guy plays a completely different character in like two episodes later. And
Who is he? Is he the painter?
The neighbor. I gotta go. Oh, I didn't unpack the towels. That douchebag. The guy with when the neighbors move in and Millie and Jerry are all jealous.
Oh, that
he
guy?
He plays the same guy. He plays a totally different guy like three episodes later.
Do you know
and
what
they
look,
mother, father, tell me true.
The Stags, right? The Stags.
That's it, yeah. So, that's I mean, I just.
Name for family.
I mean, how are you gonna recast a guy? You know, as a different character.
Again,
like three later.
People don't
later.
Remember. You don't yeah. see it as many times. You're just gone. Mm. It's gone. They can't even prove it. They can't even go back and say, hey, that was that guy. They can't.
Right. Not back in the day.
You know, Carl Reiner can say, no, it wasn't.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's not even the episode we're talking about, though.
No, right. We're talking about
right. He plays the same guy as the bullfighter. The bullfighter episode is the one.
The next episode. Oh, this one Shell liked a little bit better than you guys. I didn't like it at all. Will You Two Be My Wife?
Nope.
You don't like it? Do you know what one it is? Phil, is it the one where...
This is the episode, we've talked about it in a different episode. They talk about how Rob was engaged to someone before he met Laura. So he has to leave camp to break up with the girl instead of go off with Laura.
Oh, yeah.
And he has to make that decision, and he talks about how sexy she is. She's got long legs, and mm-hmm. she's twice as sexy as Laura, and her name is Dorothy. I just can't, because our grandma's name was Dorothy. What I can't get over the fact that someone that was ever sexy named Dorothy.
What are the least sexy names? I mean, Debbie has got to be up there, right?
Gretchen.
Mabel. 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 Marge.
Gertrude.
Listen, I'm voting for Marge.
Marge. I'm voting There's Marge. Not a sexy Marge on this planet.
Marge. And what about boys' names? Like.
Well, that's always a joke I always thought would be good. Like, you know, they have Michelle, Mabel, and Jenny. I got your number. Mm-hmm. Where's the guy name songs? You never hear some girl singing about Ralph. Oh, Ralph, I love you so much.
Okay, Ralph is a good one. It's not very sexy, right?
How about George?
Yeah, George.
I just think of like, babies named like, you know, Bob.
Oh, Bobby, you're so cute. Look at Bobby.
Look at little Bobby.
Little Bobby.
Listen, we're sorry if we offend anybody, but hey, your name is your name. It's not like
right. it's
your
not,
race or something.
It's not your fault.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so where are we now?
Episode 148, or the 13th episode.
This is one of the worst episodes of Dick Van Dyke, everyone. It's called Jilting the Jilter.
Yep.
Jane, you know this one?
I do. It's not, you know, it's not great. Not a fan.
Yeah, anyone where Sally's the focus. I hate to say it because I am on Team Sally now. I didn't like Sally as much when I first started watching the show, but she's got some great one-liners.
Way to wait for her to die and then be on Team Sally.
Well, that guy that she's with just isn't funny.
He's really annoying. He does do good animal impressions, though. He at the end, he does the ostrich.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really funny. You know,
next is It's a Shame She Married Me. Now, any of you Superman fans will remember from Superman 3, the guy who played Ross Webster. I want to know his name. I
never knew. I never wore the same pair of socks twice.
Yeah, his name is something Darling in this episode, right? His last name is Darling. Yeah. And he used to date Laura, and he became rich. And at the beginning of the episode, Rob was mad because the plates were all chipped and broken and dirty and stuff.
Right, he was already bummed about being...
And then this rich guy shows up. And Rob gets a little jealous. He's a little insecure about his relationship with Laura, blah, blah, blah. There's some funny moments with Rob there, but it's still not a great episode. So that's where it ended up.
Robert Vaughn is his name.
Robert Vaughn.
He was in Basketball, too, playing a rich guy.
Yeah, and he looks the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sure he's passed by now, but
1998 was Basketball, and he looked like no different than he did in Superman 3, which was like 1983. He died in 2016.
I like him. I think he's funny.
Yeah,
he can't have anybody with me who isn't with me.
He plays a good bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so he's not really a bad guy in the Dick Van Dyke Show, but he is the antagonist.
Right, yeah.
So are we at 15 yet? I feel like we're pretty close.
We're getting there. Sorry, I turned my thing off to look up Robert Vaughn. This is it. This is the last one.
Foul Weather Girl. Phil, you take this one.
Yeah, another one, again, Laura's jealous through the whole episode, and the girl wasn't funny. She wasn't, you know, very entertaining at all. She's supposed to be all attractive and someone that Laura's jealous. Can I just say, I know you're uncomfortable with this kind of thing, but anybody that they say is supposed to be more attractive than Laura Petrie in that show is not. Mary Tyler Moore is like one of the most beautiful creatures ever to step on this planet.
Yeah, nobody.
Well, don't call her a creature.
Well, nobody beats the Wiz. That's the way people talk. They've said that before, right?
Yeah.
She's so funny and so talented and so good. No one can touch her. I don't know why they even bother trying to. So that is another aspect of the show that just doesn't work.
Well, to be fair, Rob doesn't. Like, say, oh, this girl's better than Laura. Laura's just jealous of her.
Right.
And to be fair, at the beginning of the episode, Rob, like, kisses her. Right. Like, he thinks it's Laura because he looks exactly the same from behind, and he goes up and kisses her. And so Laura walks in on him kissing her.
Right.
So that's part of the problem.
Freaking leaped over the couch to start making out with her.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Or necking. Necking back in the day. That's what these.
Rob, like, helps her with her career.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, like, says thank you to Mel Cooley or something like that. So, yeah.
And at the end, Laura gets all mad for her giving the credit to...
Right, right. So, 15. That's 15 down.
That's it.
So, if you're a big Dick Van Dyke Show fan, we're going to put this on the Dick Van Dyke Show fan page. We're going to find as many of them we can. Post it on there and tell us what you think. Did we hit the bottom 15? I feel like we did. Those are the 15
those worst. The 15 worst episodes in the history of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
And surprisingly... well, the next one's not great. I can see where we're starting to already get better. We're already starting to get into into the more fun ones. So that's it. Thank you from Respect the Pick, Dick Van Dyke Show fans. Tell us what you think. Please tell us what you think. You know what? Tell us what you think. Put it in a comment. If you guys get into it enough, you can talk to us on the show.
And remember, if you're watching us on YouTube, you can now catch us in audio format on anywhere you get your podcast. Amazon Music.
Are we on iTunes, Jaden?
Yes, we are on iTunes.
Oh, we're on iTunes. Are we on Amazon Music?
Amazon Music.
Wait.
I just asked
Alexa. Are we on the Google?
I don't know about the Google. Yes, is Google one of them?
We're on the Google podcast.
So, yeah, basically all the big ones.
We're on the Google. And what about Spotify?
Yep, on Spotify.
We're on Spotify, too? Are we on Podbean?
Yes, we are.
Definitely.
We're
on Podbean.
And if you're just listening to us, you can also catch our stuff on YouTube.
Exactly.
It goes the other way around.
It goes both ways.
It goes both ways. You go to the webpage, right? You go to the Podbean hosted webpage. You click on the link up above. It says Respect the Pick on YouTube, and you can go to Respect the Pick. And when you're on YouTube, like, comment,
subscribe.
And ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
That's
ring
a thing.
That bell.
Ring that bell.
We do a lot more on the YouTube than just this, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So please, we're trying to get, you know. We'll I don't know. It's just fun. We don't even care. Fun. Right? It's just, we like to talk.
Okay. Respect the pick, folks.
We're out.